Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Georgia, the Georgia Peach, and excellent state, great result in the last election. Right now, there is a fight between Stacey Abrams and Kelly Loeffler, and there's no question on whose side I'm on. Before we get to that, we're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I want to change the subject here a little bit, if I could.
Sure.
Don't you think the Democrats are headed in the right direction where they want to do building projects, fix the infrastructure? Both President Biden and Tony. And Tony wants to spend like $2.5 billion for building projects. I think the Republicans should be totally behind this. It puts people to work, and you're fixing up your infrastructure. And I don't know why they wouldn't be. But anyway, I think they're both on the right track here. I just want your opinion on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. That's a very good comment. And you hit it again, as always. You know, there have been infrastructure initiatives in our history that have really changed the country. One of them, of course, was under Franklin Roosevelt, Civilian Conservation Corps, and everybody got put to work building, and Tennessee Valley Authority and everything else. And that was essential. And then under Eisenhower, Republican, but a moderate one in the 50s, put in the highway system, the interstate highway system. I mean, back before Eisenhower, you want to drive to Phoenix, you went on Route 66. You went on small roads. I mean, at one time, you want to go to Madison from Milwaukee, you went on a two-lane road. Right now, you can get on a highway in Milwaukee and end up in Atlanta. You can end up in San Diego. You can end up in Dallas and anywhere on nothing but highways. And that's because of a infrastructure system and effort. We got to do it again now. And you take a look at Wisconsin, there's been a lot of road building in one area, and that's Racine County because of Foxconn. And they went on the hook for almost $1 billion, Mount Pleasant and Racine, in debt and bonding to get ready for Foxconn. And they're not doing anything. That was a scam. The whole thing was a scam. But other counties need highway construction too. All over the state, they need it. There are potholes all over the state. That alone, but also harbors and airports. And in general, an infrastructure. And one of the great ones would have been the train. I'll tell you, that train money, $1 billion, train, high-speed train from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison, Eau Claire. Walker shot it down. The Republicans shot it down. It was our money. If we could get that back, that would have been great too. So I'm with you 100%. And then nationally, even Trump talked about it. But you know what Trump talked about was not doing it with cash, was doing it with tax cuts for large companies. That's ridiculous. You have got to put people to work. You've got to give them union wages, got to give them decent wages, and just build the infrastructure of this state and this country again. And we can do it. If we could do it in the 50s with Eisenhower, in the 30s with Roosevelt, and then in the 40s, we did the Second World War, we can certainly do it now. We can certainly do it now once this pandemic is over, and it will hugely help getting people off the unemployment rolls. So I couldn't agree with you more, Wisco Paul. Let your legislators know, Democratic and Republican, wherever you live in the state, you want an infrastructure bill. The Republicans say they're for it. The Democrats are certainly for it. Biden's for it. The Republicans, it's a sneaky bill. It's all tax breaks. They don't want to do it with cash. They basically want to give tax breaks some more and then hope that people do something with them. Well, come on. Let's do it right. That isn't how Eisenhower did it. He was a Republican, and that's not how Roosevelt did it. And that's how we built the country in the 30s and won the Second World War. So let's get to it. Let's get to it right now. Okay, going to Georgia. We're going to Georgia. And down there, Raphael Warnock won the last election. But he was only in it for 2 years. Why is he only in it for 2 years? He is only in it for 2 years because it was to fill out the seat of a guy was sick and stepped down. You only fill out his term. Whereas Jonathan Ossoff has a 6-year term as an open, fresh seat. And it wasn't really open. He beat an incumbent. Thank goodness he beat an incumbent. Anyway. So what's happening? Kelly Loeffler. Remember Kelly Loeffler? She lost to Raphael Warnock. She's running against him again. And she looked around and she realized Stacey Abrams is very popular because Stacey Abrams founded something called Fair Fight. Fair Fight, which is to register people in urban areas, many of them African-American, and get them to the polls. So what does Kelly Loeffler do? She invents a new outfit called Greater Georgia, devoted to voter suppression, to stopping African-American enrollment and stopping getting them to the polls. And she's in cahoots with the governor down there, the right-wing governor, and the right-wing legislature. And they now are conducting a criminal investigation into Stacey Abrams' group, Fair Fight, saying it's wrong for her to try to register African-American voters and get them to the polls. So it's a 1-2, a left to the belly and a right to the jaw. Go after Stacey Abrams and say it's criminal because you've gerrymandered the legislature and control it. And then what you end up doing is Kelly Loeffler's group, Greater Georgia, they're going to ram through in the legislature. No more, no excuse, mail-in voting, limited absentee voting, limited on drop boxes, limited early voting. This is what's going on. This is what is going on down there. It's the fight between Stacey Abrams and Kelly Loeffler, the fight between Fair Fight and Greater Georgia, and I'm on the side of Fair Fight and Stacey Abrams. Going to the lines. Dick, my friend, thanks for calling in, Dick. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's along the same lines as Wisco Paul's comments. I heard something yesterday on the Devil's Show that I couldn't agree with more. I wish I remembered the caller. You know, you're constantly hearing from the news media. They keep talking about this 73 million that voted for him, and that's a substantial number. And the guy just brought up the fact that, guess what? 81 million is a more substantial number. I'm sick of hearing about them being disenfranchised. What about us? You know, seriously?
Yep.
We have far more voters. He won by over 7.5 million votes. That's a beatdown that he took. This is nonsense talking to these people. Just move beyond them and go on with our business.
You're right. In fact, what frosts me, quite frankly, Dick, is this. They'll come in and they'll use these selective things that say, Donald Trump got more votes, 71 million or 74 million, than any president in the history of the United States. It's true. However, Joe Biden got 81 million, which is more votes than anybody in the history of the United States, period, including presidents. And he beat Trump by 7 million votes, a little more. And they always leave that out. Well, it's a dumb thing to say, because the population of the United States has increased. It's super dumb to say, well, the guy who lost got more votes than people in the past. Yeah, duh. But the guy who beat him got a heck of a lot more. Duh. So what's your point? You know, at one time, there were very few states. When I was born, there were only 48 states. I was born in 1947. Alaska and Hawaii were not states. My grandfather was born, Arizona wasn't a state. Arizona became a state in 1912. So look, okay, what's your point? So somebody may have gotten more electoral votes now than then. There are more states. I mean, you know, this kind of thinking is really stupid. It's not logical thinking. And, you know, they do say things like, well, if you took out California and New York, Trump would have won. Okay, yeah. And if you took out Texas, Mississippi, and Alabama, Biden would have won by a lot more. What's your point? What is your point? And this time, Biden won some red states. Georgia was and may still be a red state. Arizona was a red state. Back in 2016, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin went red for Trump. Biden took them back. You know, it's very difficult to lose a presidential election when you're the president. I mean, it's very, very rare. It's true that George H.W. Bush lost to Bill Clinton after one term, but remember, Reagan had been in two terms before that. So it's a three-term Republican, and people are tired of Republicans and their mismanagement. And Jimmy Carter, yeah, he lost after one to Reagan. You know, Reagan was this, you know, charismatic force of nature. It's very, very hard. But Trump did it because Trump is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, beautiful topic. Say, first of all, Trump lost twice. He lost against Hillary by 3 million. He only won the Electoral College, which I'm going to scratch my head and say, now, who could gerrymander that? Who could? How could you adjust that? You know, let's just leave that out there as a question. So he's lost. He's a two-time loser. He got in for only one reason, Electoral College. It has been done over 100 years. We talk about all the gerrymandering. You know, I'm going to play their game. We talk about gerrymandering. Well, did he really win? Did he really win? You know, stop the steal, Trump. You lost the popular vote, 3 million votes. That's a considerable distance. You know, and you big loser, you really lost this time. Because Biden set a record, the highest votes ever for a president in the history of the United States. You lost again, you big loser, and you can't deal with that. The thing is, they want us to come down to their level of low intelligence and this kabuki dance, smoke screens, mirrors, you know, sleight of hand. I'm sorry, they're called snake oil salesmen.
Magnificent. And by the way, Bill, you're the third caller. You want a T-shirt at the end of this call. Give your address to Luke, and he will send you a T-shirt. But, you know, as always, what you said is right on the money, very passionate. Yeah, I mean, it's they've been doing this forever. They've been fake statistics, Bill, fake statistics. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, even George W. Bush lost to Al Gore by 500,000 votes, and Florida was disputed. These guys barely claw their way in. And they appeal a case in the federal rules of arithmetic. Bill, you won the T-shirt. Leave your address with Luke. We are going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. More back after the break.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the year?